who introduced her to his guru, Avatar Adi Da Samraj. Today, Nancy will share ideas presented in Understanding, which is a chapter from a book titled My Bright Word, which was written by Avatar Adi Da Samraj. I now welcome Nancy to the pulpit.
First of all, I just wanted to say I brought a picture of Avatar Adi Da. This was from one of the calendars several years ago, just so that you know who I'm talking about. And this is the book, My Bright Word, that it came from, that my talk is coming from. And I brought some other books that you can, after service, look at them if you want. This one is the book, The Knee of Listening, which is Avatar Adi Da. Before he was Avatar Adi Da, was Franklin Jones, born on Long Island, New York, in 1939. He was born an avatar, and at age two, he kind of relinquished that and learned how to live with humans the way humans are, and then he had a journey to reclaim, I guess you would say, his spiritual nature, and that's what this book is about. And basically what that book is saying is that any and all of us are capable of coming to be that much realized. And then this other book I brought, in case people like to do a lot of reading, this is one of his devotees that is called Tasting the Moon. She was a devotee of him from the time she was a young person, like early 20s, and stayed with him throughout his years. And it's her experience, and it's great if you want to read that kind of book. So there's that. So I brought those.
The topic of my talk today is the self-understanding and realization of spiritual growth and happiness. Church must be about more than a place for social activism. It is critical that church also is a place where each person is learning how to successfully navigate their individual life so that it is a happy one filled with love and joy. Are you one of those people who have it all? A good job, nice house, great spouse, and wonderful children, and still feel there is something missing? Those of us who do not have all of this know there is something missing and feel that we just need a good job, then a nice house, meeting a Prince Charming, and we would be happy. But as it turns out, even when we achieve each of the desires, there still is this disturbance, a feeling of dissatisfaction, some kind of sensation that motivates a person to go to a teacher, read a book about philosophy, believe something, or do something conventional, some conventional form of yoga. This feeling that something is missing is common to all of us, whether we are very sophisticated about it, whether we are using specific methods of yoga, philosophy, religion, etc., or not. We think of ourselves as being a separate something, apart from other people, and apart from all it is. But in reality, we are not separate. We are not this physical body or the mind. We are only consciousness. This can be thought of as awareness. We are aware of our relationship to many things outside our body, and our thoughts and body functions inside us. This awareness influences how we how we behave toward our bodies and with relationship with others. But what if, in reality, there are no others? When we think of ourselves as separate from others, a disconnect occurs, which then causes suffering. We are disconnecting ourselves from conscious awareness. We are closing ourselves off from feeling this other person. It is already the case that you feel them. Your awareness gives you that. It is called love. We generally do not feel love toward others and do not have an awareness about them. We do not generally know or care what our bodies are telling us. We are contracted. Being contracted closes us off from our awareness and causes the suffering we are feeling. It is an activity that we are doing to ourselves. No one else is doing this to us or could. We are doing it. Usually, we are unaware and unconscious of the activity we are doing that is causing our suffering. The trick is to start noticing when we are doing unloving, when we are being unloving in our relationships, which then causes drama. Or start noticing when we are not taking care of our bodies. It causes illness. This is unhappy behavior that is our attitude, that our attitudes are causing. It seems like a simple behavior to correct, but instead, we are all about searching and seeking outside of ourselves to the cause, answer, or solution to our suffering. The search takes us further away from understanding how reality works. It is already the case that we are only consciousness and not separate. The way that Avatar Adi Da offers to all necessarily requires the crisis, the turnabout, the utter transcending of the ego pattern that we are otherwise helplessly living out. And if the crisis does not take place, then there is no real spiritual life. Adi Da describes the crisis this way. When there is absolutely no defense left, when the bottom completely falls out, when there is nothing whatsoever left to stand on, that is liberation. As long as there is something left to defend, something with which to resist, as long as there is something still left to die, then the same state persists, the same suffering, the same search. When it is all dead, when the greatly feared event has already occurred, then there is no longer the threat of seeking or defense of its hidden dilemma. The person in whom this entire strategy has broken down is like a pane of glass. There is no idiosyncrasy in such a one, no resistance. The entire energy structure of the living being is opened. Let me just come from that and say that people have described Adi Da that way, that he is just so open that he's open to even harm. It's just like a pane of glass open. but when we encounter the usual self-contracted person, which is any of us, we immediately experience the limitation on life that the person will accept or demand in relationship to us. And this tends to stimulate, by reaction, our own limitation. Thus, everybody complains that their ordinary experience with other people is unsatisfying. But when the self-contraction relaxes, even a little, then the force of delight and love begin to flow, and the obstructions begin to break down until finally the sense of separate personhood is shattered. When we begin to see what we are doing, when we begin to observe and understand it, we will see, first of all, in very direct human terms, you will see it in the simple human practical things that you do. Later, you will begin to see it in subtler terms. You will observe the entire quality of your mind, your ordinary activity, your game, the drama, the event that is always going on, until you begin to see it most perfectly and to the very subtle degree. When you understand it most fundamentally, that is radical self-understanding. When you see the activity itself and simple activity that is the end of your helpless enactment of it, you fall apart, you scream, or you cannot say anything, but it just stops. It is no longer an unconscious automaticity. Ultimately, in most perfect divine self-realization, the entire process of self-contraction ceases to occur. Okay, that's all of his part then. Being in a contracted state is a moment-to-moment occurrence. There must be a conscious observation and understanding of your condition as you are presently experiencing it. Here are three examples of conditions I'm experiencing in my life, which I will share with you to help you with this understanding. The first one has to do with physical body and self-understanding. To feel my best physically, I still need to lose 20 pounds. I have been in the same 10-pound bracket of fluctuation for nearly 2 years. I am aware that diet is part of the issue, but more relevant is how often I eat and the quantity. Lately, I have been trying the idea of eating in a 6-hour window each day and fasting the other 18 hours. I am finding this difficult to do. I know that meal planning and shopping for healthy foods takes a conscious effort, and making a healthy choice when presented with donuts takes discipline. Okay, that's my first example. The second example has to do with how I keep my emotions in check. I am aware that the most challenging aspect of my emotional well-being is dealing with the alienation of my family to me. Most recently, I am going to need help from someone when I have cataract surgery in the next week or so. I would love to ask family to help because they live close by, but are choosing to close me out of their lives. I can and will ask a friend to help me. It is difficult for me not to have family in my life, especially when I need them. I must manage my emotions around these issues, or I would become contracted, which means my ability to function successfully in this situation would be diminished. Okay, the third example. I'm looking at my present living arrangement and using self-understanding to clearly see my relationship to others. Until 2 years ago, I shared my life with my husband. Although I am living just fine on my own, I would prefer to share my life with another person. Being in a relationship has many challenges. But being alone for most things also has its challenges. One of the necessary things that happens when people live together is their ability to learn to get along and show love for one another. This involves self-understanding and growth. When people are isolated, the opportunity for self-understanding and growth is limited, and the opportunity to share love is limited. But I am aware that turning to my guru with devotion is enough. I will end this with words from Adi Da. Self-understanding begins in the manner we see ourselves fully, and very practical observation, and the real observation of something that is obviously and practically a hindrance and avoidance of the living condition of relationship. When such real observation has begun in you, then the intelligence that is radical self-understanding has a practical basis. To that degree, you are able to respond to arising events with intelligence of self-understanding. The more there is this practical self-observation, the more self-understanding has become your intelligence. With better awareness, there is no conflict, no problem, no separateness. Instead, there is only happiness. Okay, and I don't know, there was one other thing you wanted me to do. Oh, this thing. One of people that are into music, Ray Lynch, has this to say about the book, My Bright Word. My relationship with Avatar Adi Da over many years has only confirmed my certainty of his realization and the truth of his impeccable teaching. He is really a living demonstration that perfect transcendence is actually possible. This is both a great relief and a great challenge. If you thirst for truth, here is a rare opportunity to drink. Ray Lynch. He's the composer of Deep Breakfast, The Sky of Mind, and Best of Ray Lynch.